Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
To subscribe to my free newsletter when you get there. And also check out my blog. I hope you'll check out my blog because more and more of you are and you're using it to your advantage, and I really am excited about that. Don't forget all the other things you can do there at the website at smallbusinessadvocate.com. I'm excited about Jim Ballard being back on the show. Jim's an old friend of ours and a longtime member of our Brain Trust, and he's one of the guys who helps us run our business in a much more effective way. Many of the times he joins us, we talk about gaining and maintaining balance in our lives, but today he's got something else on his mind. He wants to make sure that when we hire people, that we hire the right people who have the maximum opportunity to be successful in our business. And Jim's our good friend. Welcome back, Jim. Is he there? Did we lose Jim?
Oh.
There he is. Are you there, Jim?
I'm here.
Hey, how you doing, Jim?
I'm good.
I love the marvels of modern technology. It's good to have you here, Jim, and I know one of the things you want to talk about today is how to make sure that we've got the right people working for us and that we've hired them for the right reasons. What do you think we need to do about that?
That's exactly right, and I just hope that there's somebody listening who may be sort of on the fence about a new hire. Maybe they've got a couple of prospects. They've got maybe a person who is eminently qualified technically and in terms of experience and references and all that, and they don't exactly have a great feeling about the person, but they can't say just why. But then they've got another person who isn't as qualified, who doesn't have the skills and the experience and the background, maybe comes highly qualified but is a rookie compared to the first person, but that they're just immediately drawn to and they feel good about. And what I'm here to say today is to trust your intuition, because you should hire people for character, because you can always train them for skills. And I'm not suggesting that you should just go by your intuition. I want to cover some things with you today, Jim, that people can do to actually check up on those kind of intangibles of people, but that really in the long run spell a success in terms of hiring people that are going to be with you as family members of the business and grow with you.
Well, that's so well said, Jim, because one of the things we've talked about on the show before, you've heard me say this before, in a small business, we all have too many hats to wear and not enough heads to put them on. And you got to make sure you got the right heads. And I, as I've said a thousand times on this show, Jim, give me a person who fits in with the values of the company, who's got a good attitude. I can train him to do the other stuff.
That's right. That's right. So the name of the game today is hire for attitude, train for skill. I mean, you can almost train people in anything, but you can't train attitudes. You can't train character. And my dad used to tell a story, and my mom told it too, where he was a business owner, and whenever he would be hiring somebody, he would check them all out and all, but he would always have my mom come in on the final intake interview and then sit with her afterwards and say, well, what did you see? Because he trusted her to read the person for personality, for character, for attitude, whatever you call it.
Mm-hmm.
And he was he had proven her to be right, and so he didn't trust himself. So, you know, one of the strategies you can use, if you haven't had a lot of success in hiring, getting the right people on the bus, is find somebody who does and have them sit in.
But well, there's some other things that... that's very important. I remember when I went to work for Xerox back in the 70s, Jim, I had to interview with five different people. And at least two of them were people that I was never going to work with directly. They were just different levels of management in that office. But these were people who weren't going to be working with me. I may not see them more than once a year, but the people who were hiring me, who were considering me, wanted their opinion.
Yes. So good. You know, one of the things you can do, if you have people that you value and trust already, and let's suppose that you do, is to really profile those people and say, what are the attitudes that make this business go? What are the people that work for me already exemplify that I want customers to see, that I want our suppliers to work with, and sit down and really identify, let's say, three attitudes or character traits that you want to have be typical of your company, to have customers know you by. And what I'm saying is that you can profile the existing people that you have that you love and trust already to identify the things that you're looking for. And I think it's really a good idea to have those things in mind, to like I say, identify three key values, attitudes, character traits, and go out and look for those things.
Are these what you consider to be values of the company? What you think it takes to be successful working for the company?
Yeah, I think let me suggest three kinds of attitudes that I think would make any business go. And let's just pick these. These are not the right ones, but they're going to give us examples. One of them would be fun. You know, if things get tough around the shop, it really helps to have people who lighten things up. And if you have somebody that does that, you know the value of that.
Right.
A second one would be just a work ethic, a whatever it takes attitude. You know, that people don't. They don't quit. They just keep going. Whatever it takes is fun, whatever it takes. And finally, I would say unselfishness. People that put others first, that don't have to take all the credit and so on. Now, if you had people, if you had those as your values, go out and hire for those.
Stand by, Jim. We're going to take a quick break, folks. And Ronald Reagan said, it's amazing what you can get done if you don't care who gets the credit. We're going to talk about these issues with our good friend Jim Ballard right after these messages. It's 20 after. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Well, I was rolling down the road in some cold blue steel. I had a blues man on the back and a beautician out the wheel. We're going downtown in the middle of.
We're back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. We're having a great visit with our good friend Jim Ballard. And Jim is helping us understand some new best practices, some best practices on how to hire people for our small businesses. We're not going to make that many hires this year, probably. Most small businesses don't. Maybe you hire a different person, a new person every... Heck, sometimes maybe every 5 years or so, and maybe, you know, maybe once a year. It's not something we do an awful lot, and it's not something that we're all that good at. But I really like what you're having to say about making sure that we hire people that have the kind of values and the kind of attitudes that will allow them to be successful in our company. One of the things, though, our personality experts tell us, Jim, is to make sure that we don't try to hire people who are just like us.
That's right. That's right. Get some off-center thinkers in if you can.
we've got enough of those around here. I'll tell you that.
But we've covered two things already, Jim. One is that it is to bring in other people, maybe who won't even necessarily interact with the person whom you trust, that you can sit with afterwards and say, "What'd you get?"
Right.
The second is to go about looking at the people that already work for you that you want to not necessarily replicate in terms of their skill, their outlook, but that have the values or the character traits that you're looking for, and identify those things, and then make those part of the hiring process. Now, I think a third thing is to devise some questions or some techniques of looking at people and testing them that are in line with those, because you know people might say, well, how do you hire for unselfishness? And there's a very interesting story that comes out of Southwest Airlines, which has unselfishness as one of the characteristics that it wants in its flight attendants. And, you know, there's so many people backed up for all the jobs at Southwest. It's
right.
One of the favorite companies, you know, to work for, that they've got an awful lot of people applying. So when it comes down to, you know, making the choice, and they've got unselfishness as one of their values, this is one of the things that I heard that they do. They get all the sort of finalists in a room, and they say, what we're going to have you do is to work for about 15 minutes, and each of you come up with a presentation that you can make to the rest of us about why we should hire you. In other words, toot your own horn,
mm-hmm.
you know, and go, you know. And then they watch the people as they prepare and as they deliver. But as unbeknownst to the applicants, they're really watching for people who help others in the process, and people who applaud others and want to see others win and so on, you know? And in the end, that's what they're looking for, but they've set up a situation where they can test for it. And if there's one person who, you know, sticks out in terms of really being in other people's corner and being glad for them to win, then they say, that's the person. We've already tested for the other things. That's the person we want.
You know, Jim, I actually flew Southwest this last week, round trip, and it's a different experience when you fly that airline from other airlines. The flight attendants have a lot of personality. Not that the folks who work the other airlines don't. There just seems to be a lot more camaraderie. There seems to be a lot more of an attitude of let's have some fun on Southwest.
That's right. So you know, there's another technique, and that can get a little tricky. In other words, maybe I even thought, well, what if there's something on the whatever it takes?
Can I stop you for just 1 second, Jim? Let me stop you for a second. Let me tell you why. I want to convert all the things that you're saying into an ROI. And the best example, Jim, is after 9/11, Southwest didn't take any money from the government, and they didn't lay anybody off.
They're the only airline that's consistently made money in the whole industry.
And so my point is doing the things Jim talks about, it converts to success, doesn't it?
Yes. Oh, absolutely. And, you know, when you think about what the cost of trying to get rid of a person who's poisoned the well, a person who was real qualified coming in, but who has brought the morale of the team down and so
right,
on,
right.
It's a headache. It's
that's
a
right.
nightmare.
It is. So, Jim, I got about 45 seconds. Last thoughts.
All right. I really think that I hope that we've made people think this morning about taking time, even if it seems like it takes extra time and effort, because it does, to get the right people on the bus, because in the long run, you're going to be glad.
Absolutely. How much it takes a lot of time to hire the right person. But as you said, Jim, earlier, you know, think about the headache of getting rid of somebody who was hired incorrectly. Hey, Jim, the book, one of the new books is Mind Like Water. The other one, Little Wave, Old Swale, is that one still available?
That's coming out at the end of May. It'll be in the stores then.
And you're going to launch that on this show, right?
That's right. That's
we got to do that because we've been telling them about it for a long time. We got to launch it on this show. Hey, Jim, thanks for being here. Good job. It's always a pleasure to have you
Absolutely.
Here.
Absolutely. My pleasure.
Jim Ballard, ladies and gentlemen, check his books out. Whatever Jim does is top shelf. Going to take a quick break. We'll be right back with Rick Pinion. The show is brought to you by IBM, Office Depot, and Administaff.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.